didn't do that. She never did it. And so what happened? Along came a federal judge and said, enough, enough. And he freed 1,000 of these people. If you doubt me, Google 1,000 prisoners freed Kamala Harris.
Thank you, Vice President Biden. And Senator Harris, your response?
That this is simply not true. And as Attorney General of California, where I ran the second largest Department of Justice in the United States, second only to the United States Department of Justice, I am proud of the work we did, work that has received national recognition for what has been the important work of reforming a criminal justice system and cleaning up the consequences of the bills that you passed when you were in the United States Senate for decades. It was the work of creating the one of the first in the nation initiatives around reentering former offenders and getting them jobs and counseling.
Thank you, Senator.
I did the work as Attorney General of putting body cameras on special agents
in
the Congresswoman state of California, and I'm proud of that work.
I want to bring in Congresswoman Gabbard.
Conversation back to the broken criminal justice system that is disproportionately negatively impacting black and brown people all across this country today. Now, Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system.